How can I help you?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. We are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues. I assure you we're not trying to sell you anything. All of your responses will remain strictly confidential. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
Yes.
Okay. Are you between 18, 29, 30, 49, 50, 64, or older than 65?
Older than 65.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I am.
And now the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, or black, Asian. How do you consider yourself?
Native of the land.
Okay. And what the following I would like to ask you, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No. My father was a Blackfoot in this country way before the settlers came in. So I'm native of this land. Native.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. It's just that I am required to read verbatim. I cannot skip the questions. I have to ask them. But thank you. Thank you very much. With the following, mm-hmm. I would like to ask. Now, there was an election in Virginia on November the 17th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
I most certainly did.
Okay. And it's still a long way off, but if the next mayor elections in the country were being held for the president elections taking place in November of 2024, how likely would you be to vote? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
The first one, very likely.
Okay. And in your opinion, what is the most important issue currently facing the United States?
Division, prejudiceness, hate. Should I go on?
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's elections on election day a few days before, on a few weeks before election, or months before election?
Whenever it comes up, I just make a mental note to go out and vote. I've been doing it now for over, I think it's been 40 years now, because I got a certificate in the mail for my years of voting. So I always vote. I don't miss a vote, whether it's state, local, or federal.
Okay. From the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election.
I'm probably going to say a week, because I'll do the early voting.
Okay. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia? In your own words.
Well, the reason I vote is because when I complain, I expect for the person that I voted for, my political figure, I expect for them to, once I contact them, to solve any problems that I see existing that I feel should be taken care of right away. And I know that's not possible, because they probably have a lot of people that complain. But I do expect to get an answer, whether they can assist me or not. And I don't like calling, having an answering machine to answer the phone, and I have to leave a message, because I don't know if those messages are going to ever be retrieved. And I think that if you are out there campaigning to get people to vote for you, I feel like in as much money as the federal, state, and local governments collect, they should have enough people there to at least assist you in some kind of way. And I haven't found that to be very adequate lately. Like, I've been calling some of the places, and I don't get an answer. So I feel like everybody has slacked in their position. I don't care what position they have since COVID came and went, but, you know, there's no phone calls being answered, period.
Okay, so I have down, when I vote for a candidate, I expect for them to answer the phone call when I call them. Is that correct?
I expect to get a response, because I know I'm not going to get an answer, but I expect a response. And I respect response. Yes, in adequate time, not 2 weeks down the line, not a month, and not sometimes they don't return the call, period.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, in Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how you likely would have voted had you participated in the election? Only for Democrats, only for Republicans, or a mix of Democrats and Republicans?
I always go for Democrat.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issues campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. Please tell me whether you experience these things in this election cycle. Here's the first one. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, YouTube, Spanish language online digital ads and videos, or social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, or billboards and yard signs.
None of the above. Direct mail.
What about family members or friends talking about the elections, or church social clubs or community groups?
Never.
Okay.
Nope.
And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw or heard prior to the November 7th elections in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you vote in this election? Yes or no, ma'am?
No.
Okay. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidates you would support for the Virginia Assembly? Yes or no?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Why did you vote yes, ma'am? In your own words.
Say again?
Why?
Why
did
I
vote yes? Yes, ma'am. In your own words.
Why did I vote yes?
Yes, correctly.
I got thrown for a loop here now. Go back to the question before you asked me the last one.
Sure.
Because maybe I missed
Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidates you would support for the Virginia Assembly? A yes or no?
Yes. 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 I'm sorry.
Why?
Why? I did research, read up on the candidates and what they stood for within the decisions made for the Virginia residents. And so some of what I researched and read, I wasn't really too keen on it, because I believe that they need to start putting the importance of family first, economics, affordability for families, because everything is so high. And then a lot of the parents are working two jobs to try to maintain, and the children are not being reared correctly. So, you know, a lot of emphasis needs to go on affordability, especially when it comes down to rent control and housing.
Okay. So I did my research on the candidates. Okay. Yep. That's one of the main reasons why.
Yep.
Also. Okay. And thanks again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote in the elections? A yes or no?
No.
May I ask why?
Well, again, I feel it's very important to get out and vote. I don't care, again, whether it's state, local, or federal officials. Because I feel like if you vote, and again, if you have issues, you know, you have a right to express those issues. But if you don't vote and you have issues, then you have no right to complain about those issues because you didn't get out to vote to make things better.
Okay. So you went out and voted because voting helps with the issues.
Yes, I believe voting does help with the issues.
When you refer to the issues, are you referring to your community or the whole state?
I'm basically referring to, I can only vote in this state, so I'm referring to the issues in this state. But, you know, if it came down to it, I'll say nationwide.
Nationwide. Okay.
Yes.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience. On this section here, I would like to ask you, which of the following issues played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would have voted in the November 7th elections in Virginia? Four candidates for the Virginia Assembly: abortion, crime, public safety, economics issues, and inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly. From the options I have here, stop me when you hear the first one. I have abortion, crime and public safety, economic
two.
Issues and inflation. Excuse me?
Two. Yeah.
Number two? Okay.
Number two. So I can choose more than one, right?
Yes. Actually, on this section here, you can only choose one. This is why I was reading them for you again. I have abortion, crime and public safety, economics, issues and inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly.
Giving the Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly.
Okay. And we are starting to wrap this up. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans, Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the elections this past month in Virginia. After I read each message, just let me know if the message is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing. And here's the first one. 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Jenkins started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they've delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss by making historically investments in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs. There's so much more than can be done, but it can only happen with your vote. To elect a Republican Assembly, to back Governor Jenkins up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Are you talking about Jenkins?
Yes, ma'am. Jenkins. Governor Jenkins.
Yeah, that's the new one, right?
Yes, ma'am.
He's the new Republican. So I
Well, do you find it very convincing, somewhat convincing, not at all?
Not at all convincing. Not at all.
Okay. Okay. The other message says the following. It's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns, but Virginia Republicans candidates for assembly embrace mega extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun, even though who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement jobs harder. Virginia Democrats candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will help keep you safe. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing,
yes,
or not convincing at all?
Very, very convincing.
Okay. The other one says today, radical Virginia Democrats politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia counties prosecutors refuse to do their job, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refuse to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off the streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this very convincing or not convincing at all?
I mean, you're talking about the Republicans right now.
Yes, ma'am. The statement starts with the Democrats and it's ending with the Republicans, yes. If you like, I can read it for you again. That's no problem at all.
Just hold on for a second.
Sure.
I'm going to say convincing. Cause
Somewhat?
I'm just going to say somewhat convincing because,
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. With the following, I would like to read this message here for you. It says, mega Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms. And they are only interested in one thing. A power if mega Republicans win total control of the Virginia Assembly. They all pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the supreme rich paid for by working people. Do you find this very convincing? Somewhat
very,
convincing?
Very, very extremely convincing.
Okay. The other one says Virginia Democrats are lying about their positions and on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exception for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians supporters too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limit on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. A reasonable limit on abortion or no limits at all on abortion. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. The last one here says it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. Mega Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Women won't try to get an abortion and doctors won't perform abortions, would end up in jail. You don't have to look far to know where mega Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument very convincing?
Very convincing.
And thank you again for your patience. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
I'm going to say the lack of I don't know how to word it, but anyway, it appears to me that the court system is rigged. I'm going to say that. And I believe that there's a lot of backslapping going on between some of the court systems and politicians, especially when it comes down to fairness in the courtrooms. There's so many people, you know, that's innocent, that served time, and then they don't give you due process in a timely manner, which is what the Constitution states. I think that we've gotten away from, you know, doing what's right. And I don't care whether we are private citizens, politicians, law enforcement, whomever. Within the past 5 years, all you see is corruption. And we've seen them in every department. And then I don't care what it is, again, whether it's politicians, whether it's lawyers, judges, police officers, we've seen a lot of corruption. So I feel that everything should be kind of pushed back to the basics, the way it was. When it comes down to gun safety, I believe that there's been a blind eye in just about every state. Because in the Constitution, it tells you have the right to bear arms. But number four says you also have the right to protect your persons, your papers, and your property. But when you do protect your paper, your person, and your property, they file charges against you. So that's a double standard as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you very much. And now, if you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 elections? Here's the first one. Economy issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Three.
Okay. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you would vote in the November 2024 elections? Yes or no, ma'am?
You're going to have to repeat that because you know I've already voted. This is December. But go ahead, say it again.
Yes. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the 2024 November elections? Yes or no?
Yes.
Now, it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democrat Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, or third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Well, I'm currently undecided right now on that one. For the simple reason is that I will have to do, again, my own research on the candidate. I noted that, you know, a lot of people say Joe Biden has done a lot of things. I haven't felt that he's done enough. Did he give us what they call it, cost of living He gave us the cost of living, increasing cost of living. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So practically, you need to do more research on the candidates, correct?
I need to do more research on the candidates. That's correct. And Donald Trump couldn't get my vote if I was dead.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience, and thank you so much. We highly appreciate your patience, ma'am. And we are wrapping this up. Now, in what country were you born?
In the United States.
And in what country were your parents and grandparents born?
The United States.
And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or some other party?
The Democratic Party.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
It's kind of a toss up.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm kind of conservative when it comes to some things, you understand? But
yes.
I'm kind of liberal when it comes to other things, so I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Okay. But from the options that I have now, if you did have to choose, what would you choose today? Very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Okay. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000 a year, between $25,000 and $50,000? Between $50,000 and $75,000? Between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than
$100,000? I think it's less than
$25,000. And with the following? Go ahead.
No, because I'm retired. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy the rest of your morning. Thank you very much. We highly appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.